This is Future Talk.
Future Talk.
Future Talk with Amia Al-Saleh and Hani Balkis.
Good afternoon, everyone, and happy sunny Thursday right here in the beautiful UAE and the beautiful Emirate of Sharjah. You're listening to Future Talk right here on Pulse 95. This is the one and only place where we give you a quick roundup and everything that is happening in the world of tech right here in the UAE and all around the world. I hope everyone is doing well, is feeling a lot better than the past few days, and I hope everyone is being as safe as possible on the roads. Our beautiful UAE and the amazing Emirate of Sharjah have been doing such remarkable efforts when it comes to bringing our lives back to normal. They've been working relentlessly, day in, day out, all throughout the hours of the night to try as much as possible and recover the roads from the very heavy rains that we've been actually experiencing. And I know a lot of people are actually very tired of being at home, but just take a moment to think of the lives that you are saving by simply staying home and allowing the authorities, allowing all these amazing individuals to be able to do their job, and so we can go back to our lives as normal, and so can they. And so I truly hope everyone is staying safe. If you're out there on the roads tuning into us right now, please drive as carefully and as slow as possible. It is not time for accidents right now, so we want to try to be as safe as possible at this very moment. Coming up on today's show, we've got lots to share with you as we talk about Boston Dynamics and their Atlas humanoid bot, because this humanoid bot is going electric, and we haven't really heard of many bots going electric, but Boston Dynamics is planning to be one of the first when it comes to trying this out in the market, and we're going to be discussing that in just a bit. We're also going to be talking all about London's own way of generating electricity by using our very own footsteps. Power walking taken to a whole other level. In the world of applications, Snapchat is making headlines as they're planning to add watermarks to images that have been created with AI-powered tools in a way to help kind of dodge the European Union's Digital Media Act. And so we're going to be discussing that in just a few. We're also going to be talking all about WhatsApp, adding new filters that will help us much better find messages that we need at any given moment. Lots and lots is in store right here on today's show, so keep Pulse 95 locked and we'll be right back.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Your quick roundup and everything that is happening in the world of tech right here in the UAE and all around the world. We're talking about a very big company that is basically the mother of a lot of humanoid bots and robots that we tend to see around us, especially when it comes to service robots. And today we're talking about Boston Dynamics Atlas humanoid bot and how they've decided that this specific robot is going to be going electric. A day after they've retired the hydraulic model, Boston Dynamics CEO is discussing the company's commercial humanoid ambitions. And so as the camera pans around the robot's back, its legs bend at the knees. This is a natural movement at first before crossing into a very uncanny realm, like something out of the Sam Raimi movie. And so the robot actually has been a fully operable one by Atlas Robotics or Boston Dynamics. And so looking at it, it is now planning to go fully electric, especially after they have decided to retire the hydraulic version of this specific robot. They've decided that it is going to go electric. The pace is fast. The steps are still a little bit jerky, but looking at it is still one of the best humanoid bots that we have seen out there on the market. The all-new Atlas, the new version of this bot, is virtually unrecognizable because looking at it, it has potentially gotten through a huge, we could say, makeover. We've seen the top-heavy torso completely gone. They've instead replaced it with a much better torso, the bowed legs, the plated armor. There are no exposed cables anywhere to be seen on the new mechanical skeleton. Instead, the company has decided to create a bot that is as humanly as possible. And so the new robot's aesthetic comes and matches a lot more of that of Agility's Digit and the other robot that they also own, which is Apollo. It is more soft, more cartoonish design due to the traffic light headed robot. And so the all new Atlas that Boston Dynamics has in store is trying to create a new trend, because we've seen Spot Mini becoming Spot, the bot that looks like a dog that we've seen, you know, going viral all over social media. And so they decided to create something very similar. They decided to create a new 180 bot. And when I say 180 bot, I mean it literally, because the video of the teaser of the new robot actually showcased the robot being able to move his entire body as well as his head in 180 degrees movement. And so this is actually creating something that we have seen in the past, but not necessarily has been widely commercialized. And so they've decided to create high-powered, flexible actuator at most of this robot's joints, which basically means it has a huge range of motion that we have not seen with other robots. It really also packs the power of an elite athlete into a very tiny packaged robot. And so they've decided to also invest into Boston Dynamics' viral videos, and the recent additions do show that his dance moves have gotten a lot better, which basically means that he's able to do very precise movements that once upon a time he was not able to do. And so looking at it, this new abilities will definitely add up to Boston Dynamics' capabilities. They will also showcase the different jobs and the different, we could say, tasks that the bot can actually be given now, and it also showcases how they've decided to invest into him. And so the hands of the robot are actually quite interesting, because looking at it, this bot is able to go from a laying down position to standing up within seconds. No movements of a robot that we've potentially seen before. Bots usually have a very hard time doing very precise movements. Let's say coloring, a bot really struggles with that. Let's say folding clothes, really struggles with that as well. Any precise movements is very difficult for them. But big movements, like moving big boxes, something that needs a lot of strength and a lot of power, that's a lot easier for them. And so in spite of Boston Dynamics' big head start in humanoids, we have yet to actually see them go even further. General intelligence is a big thing, because Elon Musk is the guy that makes big promises. And for Optimus's bot, which is a product of Tesla, we did see that this bot is actually trying to mimic what humans do, especially when it comes to its machine learning algorithms and the way it thinks or is fed or is taught to think. And so the truth of the matter, one being built is definitely going to take baby steps. And so what we've been seeing is huge, huge promises for the future of bots and the new Atlas that we are looking to join the team of Boston Dynamics. 4215, let us know what are your thoughts. We'll be taking a very short break, but when we come back, we're talking all about power walking, taking a huge and a whole other definition nowadays, because in London, they're now using our very own footsteps to generate electricity. Keep it locked right here on Pulse 95.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Whenever we talk about power walking, we think of the pace that we walk in. But did you know that in London, they are redefining how power walking can change our lives? London is using our very own footsteps to generate electricity. A specific company has created tiles that are able to convert kinetic energy into off-grid electricity and data. And that is huge, because looking at it, that is going to be opening the doors for a lot more renewable sources of energy, and at the same time, sources of energy that already depend on things that we do in our day-to-day lives. And so this specific invention was actually unveiled at the World Future Energy Summit that took place in the capital of the UAE, Abu Dhabi. And it was all about showcasing how our very own footsteps can generate electricity and in turn power software that will help plant mangrove trees. And so the flooring technology is currently being promoted by a London-based renewable energy power generation company known as Pavagen, which actually has the tiles installed in more than 37 countries around the world. There is an electromagnetic generator that is found underneath those tiles, and that generator allows you, once you step on it or step on the tile, to go ahead and transform the downward motion of the footstep spins into the flywheel within the electromagnetic generator, which basically means that the rotational energy is then converted into off-grid electricity. Imagine that. Just by walking, we're able to generate electricity. And so the company truly acknowledges the power of those tiles. And even though they generate a relatively small amount of electromagnetic energy, we're looking at 3 to 5 joules per footstep. Joules is the specific measurement that you use to go ahead and measure the, let's say, electricity. It's usually joules. And so the installations have actually been able to eliminate LED streetlights, charge small devices, and even help irrigate wall garden installations. So simply by using 3 to 5 joules per single footstep, you're able to go ahead and generate electricity that can be used to at least help go ahead and function a lot of small devices. And so this specific model is customized to use data from footsteps to interact with specific softwares that then help to fund donations to plant mangrove trees right here in the UAE. And there are many, many datas and many ways that the specific data can be used to inform, to educate, and also help with various philanthropic causes. And so looking at it at the Zayed International Airport that is found in Abu Dhabi, the company was also working with Masdar City to install these tiles that were linked into Terminal 1 and Terminal 2 and powering the monitors that were showcasing the real-time creation of energy by using footsteps, which is such a creative way of using this technology, because if you think about it, in an airport, we're constantly walking. We're walking from point A to point B. And so being able to use the energy that we put into walking and transforming it to creating power that could be used to power our monitors, that could be used to power our energy within the airports, is going to be monumental. And so looking at it, they're also trying to install these tiles into malls, into public places that tend to have a lot of foot traffic, to hopefully help us rely more on renewable energy sources. One of the largest installations of this specific type of technology was also found in Paris. And so looking at it, they were able to use 176 tiles to utilize the footsteps of the racers that were participating in a specific race. And they were able to use all this energy to power specific parts of the city. 4215, I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. And how creative is it that we can use our very own footsteps to create energy that could potentially power things around us? We'll be taking a very short break, but when we come back, we're talking all about Snapchat and their plans to add watermarks to specific images that have been created using AI-powered tools.
Apps all around.
What's worth a click and download?
We are talking all about Snapchat and what they're trying to do to help minimize the confusion that we sometimes get when we come across pictures. We don't know, are they human created or are they AI made? And so Snapchat is planning to add watermarks to images that have been created with its AI powered tools, in a way also to help dodge all the different lawsuits and different issues that have been made by the European Union when it comes to protecting users and protecting the audience. And so the watermark is going to be a translucent version of the Snapchat logo with a little sparkle emoji, and it's actually going to be added to any AI generated image that have been exported from the application or even saved to the camera roll. And so there is no way of dodging it. And I think it's such a clever way of showcasing that this image was created through AI. It's not big, it doesn't ruin the image itself. It's just a mini watermark of the Snapchat logo that is completely translucent. On the support page of Snapchat, the company was actually commenting and explaining the reason behind why they decided to add this watermark. And they said that if anyone tries to remove the watermark from the images, they're going to be violating its terms of use. It is still unclear how Snapchat will even detect that someone has removed these watermarks, but they are going to be updating the users as soon as possible. Looking at other tech giants such as Microsoft, Meta, and Google, we've also seen them taking a lot of steps to help label or even identify images that have been created with AI-powered tools. Currently, Snapchat does allow paying subscribers to create or even edit AI-generated images by using Snap AI. It is a selfie-focused feature that they are allowing people to use. It's known as Dreams. It helps users use AI to spice up their pictures. But at the end of the day, they also want to make it very clear which images are AI generated and which images are fully real. And so they want to be as transparent as possible when it comes to using artificial intelligence and also using AI powered features like lenses by using the visual marker that resembles a sparkle emoji. They also added that the context cards that will be given to AI generated images have been created with tools like Dream to better inform others. We've also seen Snapchat partnering with a company known as HackerOne to adopt a bug bounty program that was aimed to creating and testing out stress-free AI image generation tools, because they want their content creators to also have as much of access, as much of we could say creative space when it comes to using all of their features within the application. And so with this in mind, they are still implementing additional testing to help minimize potentially biased AI results. They're also very, we could say, diligent when it comes to improving AI safety, especially after its My AI chatbot created a lot of controversy once it was launched back in March of 2023. A lot of users managed to get the bot to respond and talk about topics that are not legitimate and are not necessarily age appropriate, and so, and a lot of potentially unsafe subjects. And so later on, the company rolled out a lot of controls in the Family Center for parents and guardians to help monitor and restrict their children's interactions with this AI. 4215, I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. And if you typically depend and rely heavily on Snapchat's AI tools to help spice up your images. We'll be taking a very short break, but when we come back, we're talking all about WhatsApp and how they have decided to add new filters that will help us more easily find the messages that we are looking for.
Pulse 95. Apps all around.
What's worth a click and download?
We are talking all about WhatsApp, and for those of us who use WhatsApp more like our email inbox, because the application is now going to become a lot more useful. They're actually planning to add more filters to help us find messages a lot more easily. And so personally, I am one of the people who tends to use WhatsApp like their inbox. I save a lot of documents on WhatsApp, you know, passport copies, Emirates ID copies, you name it. Everything is found on the application. But now they have actually unveiled a handful of new chat filters that will help us access specific types of messages a lot more easily. And so that includes the unread messages, the group chats that we're looking for, as well as all messages. Now, if you look at the all filter, I personally got the update. A lot of people are slowly starting to get the update, but the all filter will specifically show you the unfiltered version of the inbox. And so you can find basically any chat and every chat that you are looking for. But if you check out the unread filter, this is more helpful if you're looking at messages that you may not have seen yet. I probably, half of my messages are not opened, and so it'll help you better get your messages to get to zero. You'll be able to remove that annoying number of unread chats that you find on the bottom part of your screen more easily. Now, WhatsApp is already taking away when it comes to looking and addressing people who have a lot of unread messages through a filter in the search bar. But with the new filter bubbles that we'll start finding on the top side of the chat screen, the option will become a lot more easily accessible. They are also adding the new groups filter, which is actually one of the most sought after features for quickly scrolling through your group chats. This specific filter will showcase any conversations and subgroups that are part of communities as well. And for a lot of Gmail users, they might just find these bubbles familiar, as the Google-owned email service did introduce this feature back in 2020 to make search a lot simpler. And so WhatsApp did copy that feature a little bit, helping us access our chats in a much easier way. And looking at it, some people did get the feature, others didn't, but they are going to be rolling it out globally for everyone. I'd love to hear from everyone. What are your thoughts about it? If you are the type of person to have a lot of messages unread, this is going to be the feature for you. But as we talk about, you know, unread messages and read messages, I think Aisha Mazmi has a lot to say about this, because every single time she texts me, she complains of how I open my messages 600 years later.
Oh yeah, you do that. And You know what? I understand because we get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's an age thing, but I'm also going to say that after COVID-19, the pandemic, a lot of people started texting way more than they used to before. So that meant that they became even more important than emails, as you mentioned earlier.
1,000%.
So people, sometimes they text you at like random times and you're like, I don't want to talk to you in particular. You're asking me something that needs to be done and I'd rather do it during working hours.
Does WhatsApp cause you anxiety? Because sometimes it gives me anxiety.
Sometimes. And like, I'm going to be very honest. At some point, like several years ago, I used to tell my friends, what do you mean you have 100 messages, unread messages? Just open the chats. Just open them.
You need time to respond to all these people.
Some of them are just group chats. So I'm like, just either put them on mute, guys, or just open them. But now, I think because of the rain and what's been happening over the past couple of days, I've got a couple of messages that I accidentally forgot to reply to. But I think that is fine because I think whatever things that we were planning to do anyway,
everything was halted.
Yes, everything is on hold for now. So yeah, it's I am. If you're waiting for a reply from me, I will reply to you. I promise.
Not within 2 business days.
No, not within.
And then there's a delay in delivery because of the rain.
Just give me a couple of hours. Let me finish a bit of the news. Let me finish Eyes On, and by the time I'm home, inshallah, I will respond to your messages. Unless it's super urgent, just give me a call. Please, just give me a call. I will reply to calls. Don't get me wrong. I will.
Yeah, so, but how's the rain been with you, Aisha?
So I've been one of the lucky, I admit it, I was privileged and I'm lucky that I had a big car, even though a lot of big cars got into a lot of trouble. I understand that. But also where I was living, we had just a bit of puddles. Like they were lakes. There are mini lakes.
There are mini lakes.
They were mini lakes, mini ponds everywhere in my area. And there were some leaks around the house. And I don't really blame what happened to our house because we did have a random torrential rain cloud that came several weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that may have played a toll on our waterproofing in general in a lot of houses. Mm-hmm. So it was already like kind of a little bit weakened and we're not used to it. We didn't know that, a lot of us didn't know that, oh, we need to go and reapply waterproofing or check our houses. We thought it was just, oh, it's a one thing in a year kind of thing. And then we got surprised with this wave of torrential rain. And on Eyes On today at 4 p.m., so we still have an hour to go, I'm urging everybody to text me about what has happened with them in terms of the rain. How are you feeling? Tell me your opinions. Tell me what has happened to you.
Give us updates about roadblocks.
Oh, yeah, please do. Go ahead. Tell us everything. 4215. I'm going to dedicate a whole segment, maybe even two, just talking about that. Because I'm going to be talking, and I'm saying this very honestly, it's going to be a safe space. I always say Eyes On, it's a safe space. Mm. But also, I want to talk.
Eyes On is like a hug to your soul,
yes,
man.
Yes, like, thank you. That's so sweet.
It literally is.
I'm trying to make it like as open as possible. But I also want to say that I'm going to be talking as just a regular person, not as somebody who is an employee of Shutter Broadcasting Authority, or a presenter at Pulse 95.
It's a friend. Talk to your friend.
Talk to your friend. We're going to be very honest here. And we're going to try to be, you know, as open as possible. So 4215, if you want to say anything about what has happened to you, go ahead. And we're going to have a chat about it, you and I.
No one is as comforting as Aisha. I got a piece of that yesterday. And so if you need it, you got a friend in her.
You got a friend, guys. You got a friend in me, just like the song says.
Literally.
So go ahead, text me 4215. The show is at 4 p.m. We're going to start chatting about it around 4-ish, perhaps maybe around 4:30. So you guys have a lot of time to send in your messages. Last time, 4215. Send them over. And we're going to chat about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You do not want to miss out on her show. It truly is a hug to your soul.
Aww.
4215. Make sure you text in to talk to Aisha. Have a chat with her. If you need any therapy, she's got you covered. I mean,
I don't have the
medical background, but she has the friendship background.
Yeah, I have that. So, yeah.
Make sure you go ahead and check out her show from 4 to 5 p.m. But we'll see you once again on Future Talk tomorrow, same time, same
Not
place.
Not tomorrow, it's Friday.
Oh, I forgot. Oh my God, the days are mixed. It literally.
Do you want to work? Do you want to come over on Friday? And
I'd love to. Honestly, it feels like it's a safe space for me. It's the only place I can access from my house right now. We'll see you once again on Monday. Hopefully, roads will be back to normal. But until then, please make sure that you're staying as safe as possible on the road. As Pulse 95 will keep you entertained all throughout the day.